Good.
Okay. Says the Mechaber in Mem Daled, Titora to Tefillin, Halach L'Moshe Mesinai. So that's the base that the bias actually goes on top of. Hainu, Shiyasim Or Lamate L'Chasos Pi Habatim. So you put something over, because really there's a space, it's hollow underneath the bias where the parshas are inserted. Vinir, and it looks Ke'ein Daf Shel Gesher Hanikra Titora, and it looks like a board, a flat thing, like a bridge, which is called a Titora, so that's where the name comes from, because it's something that goes underneath it. Mabarto to Tefillin, Halach L'Moshe Mesinai, that's also a requirement. That's where it passes through. That's the extension of it. The hainu sheor hatitora yehe orich mitzad echod v'yasebo hamabarta. So you make a little bit like a rectangle shape, so to speak. The titora has to be a real. We learned I think in Lamentes that it has to be a perfect square also. But you extend it a little bit to make like a rectangle. Then you're gonna we saw you cut out the ends to make that. That's where the two is gonna pass through. So he explains. He speaks it out. Ketzad. How do you do this? You cut a little bit on each of the two sides. So it's not as wide as the titora is. Now you recognize, it'll be obvious, so to speak, that the squareness of the titora. That place where you cut aside, that's where the strap passes through. Like lavor, right? So that's ma'abarta. That's where it gets its name from. Okay, we gam tefillin shel rosh. I'm sorry, yad, I read it wrong. Gam tefillin shel yad, yase titora, mubarta. You do the same thing on the shel yad. Yigalgil kol parsha misoifel letechilo. You roll now all of the four parshios, because again, on the shel rosh, we have four separate ones. And in the shel yad, you'll have it in one on one cloth. The korchan, and you wrap it with cloth cotton, with a little piece of cloth around it. Yesh makpidin, some have a chumra, they're makpid, ki lumilechrachmile charchon ella, the klaf kosher. Make sure you're doing with the klaf kosher, not from something that's a tame. The halach l'moshe mesinai, sheyichruch ale sa'ar behema, ochaya hatahorim. So another requirement is to wrap a hair around it to tie it with. That's all halach l'moshe mesinai, says the mechaber. Now starts the Ramah, a few lines from the bottom. Nogin lichroich sar shel al haparsha v'acher kach, and then after you've wrapped with the hair, then korchin alav klaf kosher. You right, then you do the klaf over that. V'chos, when you go back another time over that, but korchin alav sar. So you do a sandwich. You hair klaf hair sandwich over each one of the four parshios. V'nogu shehiye sear ze shel egil. This should be from a cow. V'im lo. Baby cow. Bimlo matzah shel egel, korech b'shel para, o shel shor. Okay, from a mommy cow or a daddy cow. V'roichet ha-seir, heitev, you should wash the hair very well. V'techil beforehand, ad she'inok, it should be very clean. Now, ketsas seir, a little bit of the hair is going to be sticking out. Zetzorich she'ireh chutz lebatim. So this is one of the ways, we'll get into it a little bit. Had the difference between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu. And the Rashi to fill in is to where the hair sticks out between the parshios. Okay, that was the Mechaber and the Ramah. We'll start with the Mishnah Berurah and Reish Aleph. Okay, so he's talking about where you place the titora. Now it's going to be a din over here. Is the titora and the bayis should be made out of or echad? Should two separate things and stitch them together? So the concern was, back in the day, that they didn't have such good quality leather. If you would use it, if you would use one piece, then it would lose its a square shape. So that's what he's going to speak out. V'afilu l'dasa soivim, even according to those who hold the habat and tzrichim li'os kula me'or echad mamish, you really should use one piece of leather, both for the titor base and for the in the bias. Mikomokum lo be'inin she'e hatitora ma'arta im habatim or echad. They don't require that the titora and the bar just be one piece of leather as well. El afilu im hu or bifnei atzmo kosher, even just a separate piece by itself, that'd be fine. V'zeh shekoser, that's what it says, ha-mechaber she'yasim, you should place it, because it's two separate things. Mikomokom im efshari, it's possible to do this, tov lidat lehader, gam b'zeh, you should be trying to do make it nicer and get one piece. Let's say it's l'dasa machmirim b'zeh, ayim bir halacha. So those who hold that it should be do. So here is just some pictures. Yeah, there's what it looked like if he had one piece. Right? It's all then is just fold this over. And there's the titoro and the membarta is one piece, and the bias the second one, it's stitched together to connect them. If that's two piece, that's one. That's okay. Reish Beis, Yehi Orech, this is on the going on the titur, it's a little bit longer, the rectangle shape. Vim Nifsiko Mutl Tafra, if it gets cut off, separate, you can tie, sew it back together. Reish Gimshi Nikr should be recognized with Ki Gam Hatitor Tzricha Midin Lios Meruba, right? As we said, that it also has, it's a halacha l'moshe misina, that not only the bias has to be square, the titor underneath it has to be square, perfectly square. Moshe Kasavnu Lamal Mesif Lamates. Okay, now when you this is not going on, when you're wrapping it, the parshios, you roll them misofil etzchila, from the end to the left, so you're going to roll it from left to right. That's how you're going to roll it. Be'ish enosno lebeisa, you put it into its compartment. K'mo mezuzah, shemagalgeles, me'echel klapei shema, v'ol hefek, don't roll it from right to left. Mitam, shemnes bayer, b'yordea, simresh peches. Here you go, this is... Yeah, oh, yeah, right here. That's right from the left side. That's why you do mezuzah. So there's also by the cloud. You just roll it from right there, and then you wrap it. You keep it this way so you can see the. What was that number? That was Reish Dalad? Yeah, Reish Hey. V'korchlan, you wrap it. Roitz alone melichatchil. This is the best thing to do. Aval im lo korchan kosh b'di'evad im ein lo achirim. Okay, if you didn't, it's not going to be ma'akiv. I machzeh shekem bir halacha. Reishol b'klaf cotton, a little piece of cloth around the. That's this. Right here, that's going to go over it. Hu adin bechasichas beged o ein im ein lo klaf. I'm your halach, okay. Beklaf kosher wrote to loimer aval lo b'mehema chayav b'tamei. Not that aval. B'mat l'gam l'deya zu shop your dami. That would work. I'm beis Yosef shekosuv b'tam hadaver. V'kevin shehu maybe klaf. Once you're using the klaf, tzorach lios davka min hamutar. Lefiicha has to be something that's kosher. Kimo labatin, right? Ratuus, just like we have a requirement by the thing. Mira Gro Mefak Mekbedin has a question to this. Okay, Reish Ches is a halach lemoshe misina lechein im lo karach haseir aleh. If you didn't wrap the hair around it, posel, it's no good. Ach shekorach aleh klaf. Even if you did wrap it with a piece of parchment. Okay, and then he talks about the minhag is to make this little sandwich, right? The little hair. Then you cover that with the cloth, and you wrap it again with a noagin lekroich ki yesh oimrim sheyichroch hasir al guf haparsha. Because some say that has to go onto the actual like what was written, or the vahaya, the shema, whatever it is. Va'achikach yichroch haklaf lamal, then you put the cloth over that. V'yesh on hefek, and some say the opposite. So you know we'll make a sandwich, and we'll satisfy both shitas. Lekach therefore noagin lekayim divrei shnehem. Our minhag is that we do both. Everyone's happy. We do it both directly on it and then afterwards as well. I'm Bir Hagro, Shekosta de Medina, Ink Peta, Ezek Kodim. He writes that, you know, it doesn't matter really which one comes first as long as it seems like it's there. Shel Egel, we use a little baby cow. Why? Interesting. Kidei, Sheyizkor, Maisa Egel, Velo Yechta. So are you thinking about this when you put on your thing? By the way, my tefillin wrapped with the hair of an Egel. So remember, I want the Chet Egel. Okay, I won't do a Verus. The gam, another reason, kidei lechaper al ovanze. Also, as a kapara for that, I think it's a Meshe Chochma. Meshe Chochma writes that there are two paradigm averas. The worst avera ben adon lechavera was Mechiris Yosef, and the worst avera ben adon lemakom was the Cheta Egel. So, okay, that already, you see from this Mishnah Berurah that it's a kapara for that as well, that we're doing the tefillin like this. Because of Eli Rabba, the Mizeh, Hatam, Toiv Lassos, Kol Tikun, Tefilin, Me'or, Egel. For this, you should do all of it from an Egel. Lafuki, Me'oisin, She'oisin, Haratuos, Me'or, Tayash. From the animal, the Tayash. Like a goat, something like that. Okay. Resh Ayin Aleph, Ketzas Seir, a little bit of the hair sticking out. Ein Mogen Avram, Ve'ayin Bechidusha, Bekiva Eger, She'hiskim, She'seir, Hayoite, Yeh, Pochos, Me'orach, Se'ora. There's a little Kabbalistic thing over here. It has to be less than the size of a Se'ora. The Mogen Avraham questions this. Where is that? Are you looking 245? Kosev Sham, Shem Sefer Yesh Zohar, Shemavur B'Zohar, Sheish Lizar, She'aseh Lo Yetzi L'chutz B'Shir Orech Se'ora. It shouldn't be that size. L'fi Shir Zeh Hu Mekabel Tuma. Mogen Avraham Tomalo. Mogen Avraham questions this. He quotes Zohar a lot. Umash shekai melanch is ors ainim mekabelas tuma. We hold that it does not mekabel tuma. Mekach therefore pirish es divrei hazohar ba'oifen afri explains the Zohar a little bit differently. Because lefizeh sheyochel hoytzias aseir lechutz kichol shirtei could go. It doesn't. You don't have to be so makbel on how much it sticks out. Okay. Chutz Labatim, it sticks out a little bit. Here, you'll see that's going to be right here. You see how the hair is sticking out. Now, again, this is going to be, you'll see the diagrams, depending, we haven't got to it yet, but the difference between the orders, the Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, that's going to be where the hair is going to actually stick out. Yesh Omrim Shia Eitzel Habayis Shemunach Bo Parsha Kadesh. Some say it goes by the Kadesh. Yesh Omrim Eitzel V'hai Im Shemoa. V'tov Shietim Mi Parsha V'hai Im Shemoa B'tzad Hapone L'Parsha Kadesh. So that's how these two different diagrams work out. And again, we'll have to stop now for today, but you'll see that's going to be, when we get to it, the major differences. Here are the orders of the tefillin, and then which one comes out of it. Okay. Shkoyach.